So, California announces first coronavirus death, bringing U.S. fatalities to at least 11. Local health officials in California announced Wednesday the state's first COVID-19 death, bringing U.S. fatalities to at least 11. Person was the second confirmed COVID-19 case in the country, officials said. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, California has more cases of the virus than any other state. Shelves where disinfectant wipes are usually displayed nearly empty at a Target store on March 2, 2020 in Novato, California. The only thing left is the grapefruit method wipes, which, by the way, don't fucking buy those. They stink and they don't clean very well. Just so you know. Local health officials in California announced Wednesday the state's first COVID-19 death, bringing U.S. fatalities to at least 11. The patient was an elderly adult with underlying health conditions, county officials said, adding that the person was the second confirmed COVID-19 case in the country. Oh, county. That makes more sense. And is now the first death related to the virus in the state. We extend our deepest condolences to the loved ones of this patient. Placer County Health Officer Dr. Amy Sisson said in a statement, "While we have expected more cases, this death is an unfortunate milestone in our efforts to fight this disease, and one that we never wanted to see." County officials said that the patient was likely exposed during international travel from February 11th to February 21st. First, on a Princess cruise ship that departed from San Francisco and traveled to Mexico. Placer County officials said that the patient arrived at Kaiser Permanente Roseville Medical Center by ambulance on February 27th and was in isolation at the hospital. As of Wednesday, shit, I don't want an ad. Don't fucking play me an ad for, I don't know what that is. Placer County, which is in Northern California, near Sacramento, is monitoring 10 healthcare workers from the hospital, the county said, and 5 emergency responders who were exposed prior to the patient being placed in isolation. The county said that none of them are exhibiting symptoms. The county said other passengers from the cruise may also have been exposed. While most cases of COVID-19 exhibit mild or moderate symptoms, Dr. Sisson added, this tragic death underscores the urgent need for us to take extra steps to protect residents who are particularly vulnerable to developing more serious illness, including elderly persons and those with underlying health conditions. The news comes after Vice President Mike Pence, who is the leading U.S. response to the COVID-19 outbreak, announced the country's 10th death. CNBC has confirmed that the 10th death was in Washington State, where all of the first 9 deaths occurred as well. The state is working with federal officials to follow up on contact tracing of individuals that may have been exposed to provide treatment and protect public health. This case demonstrates the need for continued local, state, and federal partnership to identify and slow the spread of the virus. Earlier Wednesday, Los Angeles area officials announced 6 new COVID-19 cases in the country over the past 48 hours. Prompting that Southern California County declare a local emergency to help free up federal and state funding. Officials said at the announcement that there were no community spread cases in Los Angeles County, meaning that all cases could be traced to a known or suspected source. One more. I'm so fucking close. We're losing valuable time, former FDA chief says of U.S. coronavirus outbreak. The U.S. is running out of time to contain the budding COVID-19 outbreaks on the West Coast, former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Scott Gottlieb said Wednesday. We're losing valuable time. We need to start thinking about these measures in the regions where there's spread right now. The total number of confirmed cases in Washington state was 27 as of Tuesday, up from 18 on Monday. The U.S. is running out of time to contain the budding COVID-19 outbreaks on the West Coast, former Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Scott Gottlieb told CNBC on Wednesday. While there are still just over 100 confirmed cases in the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Gottlieb said the undetected number is likely in the thousands. It's probably the case that we'll have an epidemic here in the U.S., but we can dramatically affect the contours of that, he said on Squawk Box. He called for local officials to cancel large gatherings and close schools. We're losing valuable time. We need to start thinking about these measures in the regions where there is spread right now. There are at least two different chains of spread in the U.S., added Gottlieb, a CNBC contributor who sits on the boards of Pfizer and biotech company Illumina. One chain, he said, is in Washington state and one is in California. Washington state health officials on Tuesday identified 3 new coronavirus fatalities, bringing the U.S. death toll to 9, all in the state. The total number of confirmed cases in Washington state was 27 as of Tuesday, up from 18 on Monday. The State Department of Health said 231 people are being monitored by public health officials. The Life Care Center of Kirkland, Seattle area nursing care facility is one source of the outbreak. At least 5 deaths have been traced to Life Care, according to Washington state and local health officials. On Saturday, A local health official said about 50 residents and employees of the facility outside Seattle were ill with respiratory symptoms or hospital. I was recording and my laptop just died and I was about to come. And I really need to come. I need to come. I'll splice it together later. It'll sound a little weird. I'm sorry. I need to come.
Maybe I'll do another one of these. I'm kind of out of my mind with horniness right now.